Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Hey, well, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions for the survey.
Okay.
All right, perfect. We are with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for any donations. Am I speaking with Julio?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Will you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
Go English.
All right. Thank you, sir. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let me see. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the elections of President, U.S. Congress, County Supervisor, and other offices in November the 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? I don't think you will vote.
Yeah, I will vote.
Oh, okay. Thinking about the past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board and supervisors, do you always vote most of the times, only vote some of the times, or do you vote in those races?
Sometimes I vote.
Okay, sometimes. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
I went a little bit off track.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinions or have never heard of this person, please say so. So we have the first person is Kim Salas. Are you very, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or never heard of this person?
No, I never heard of that person.
All right. Next one is Leticia Perez. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of this person?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable?
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her? All right, thank you. And so we have Donald Trump. How do you feel about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? Hello?
Somewhat.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
You say somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Favorable or unfavorable? Hello?
Somewhat.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Oh, okay. And Gavin Newsom?
No. Unfavorable.
Never heard of it? Not favorable? Oh, okay.
Okay. Why?
And
no, we're not going to cut.
And sorry. Last one is with Donald Trump. You say that's somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And will you say that Leticia Barris is doing an excellent job, just fair, or a poor job as county supervisor?
So, no, we're not going to cut. We're not going to cut. No.
Oh. So, she doing an excellent job, good job, just fair, or poor job?
Poor job. She hasn't done anything.
Right. Oh, okay. Thank you. Overall, do you think the county supervisor, Leticia Ferris, deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Give someone a chance.
Okay. Thank you. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'll be very, right now I'll be undecisive right now, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Well, if the elections were held today and you have to decide right now for which of the candidate will you lean, the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Kamala Harris?
Undecisive.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And if the elections for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidate is your district, for your district, were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Parrish, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote, Kim Salas or Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Parrish, County Supervisor?
None.
Okay, thank you. If the elections were held today and you have to decide right now to which candidate will you lean, like Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Parrish, County Supervisor?
None.
All right, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. So I will read some lists. You can choose two options for what is the most important to you to decide who to vote for the county supervisor. So the first one is homeless, next one is crime, third one is climate change, fourth is county taxes, fifth is road and traffic, sixth housing cost, seventh jobs and economy, and eight others.
Okay.
Which of those options right there do you think is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the county supervisor?
Housing cost.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me read you some series of statements. These are statements about Kim Salas. For each one, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. So these are statements. So based on the statement, you can let us know if that statement is convincing or not, somewhat convincing. The first one says, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime and making sure that the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep your neighborhood safe. Do you think that statement about Kim Salas is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Next statement. Salas will work to make county government more responsible for taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickups, road repair, and parks and recreations. that statement about Kim Salas, do you think is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
A little bit convincing.
Okay, thank you. Next statement reads, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights works, and trash and graffiti are cleaned up. That is statement about her. Do you think is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
A little bit convincing.
All right, thank you. Next one, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addictions and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
A little bit convincing.
Okay. Next one shows is Salas will fight for real solutions to the homeless crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Do you think that is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the elections for Kern County Supervisors were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
County Sizes.
All right, thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you have to decide right now for which candidate will you lean, Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Undecided.
Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read some series of statements about Leticia Perez. So these are statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or not real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for County Supervisor. So the same thing, this is some statements that we're reading. The first one says, as County Supervisor Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California. Do you think that statement about Leticia Perez is this very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Highly doubt.
No, minor doubts?
Highly doubt.
Next one, it says, Perez pled guilty to a convicting of interest indictment involving her voting records as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Do you think that is very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, so those are some statements they have to have about her. And from there, I guess from those statements, you can let us know if you feel that's no real doubts about her or minor doubts.
Highly doubts, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all the other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Do you think this statement about her is very serious doubts? Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious doubt?
fail. I'm sorry?
Or highly doubt?
Because
I don't even really know. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, I don't even know.
Yes.
I mean, if it's true or not or what. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm off limbo here, like, dueling on these people.
No, that's true. It's true. Basically, the surveys, they bring, you know, they bring us forward some light and some doubts also. Like, okay, never heard of this person. So that's the good thing about surveys. You get a little bit more informed. So finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
No, I put myself as a Democrat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat. Depending on how the situation is, how things change and stuff are, the economy and how it's going.
Okay, okay. That's a good thing. That's the freedom of the U.S. You vote for anybody. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? Are you very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very. Oh, okay. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The school year?
Yes.
12. Senior.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And let me ask you, in what year were you born?
79.
All right. Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
In my household, yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. All right. Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Julio.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, this concludes the survey. I would like to thank you for taking your time and answering those questions. I know some of those questions are a little bit repetitive, but I guess they want to hear something from you. But thank you once again for taking your time and answering those questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.